The Life to Come and Its Beauties by Jesus Speaking in Prophecy.
Few may understand what being my disciple cost you. The sacrifices, the giving of yourselves, of your time, energy, and finances, giving my love and my words to others, being a faithful witness in a world that is growing increasingly cold and dark. And you do it all with such grace and humility. Though others might not understand all that you give right now, I do. And he who seeth in secret will reward you openly. That day is not that far off, and when it comes, all, I repeat, all that I saw in secret, I will reward openly. Every bit of kindness you showed, every prayer you prayed, every witness, every gift of sacrifice, every tear shed for another, every trial your heart bore to fulfill your mission, every dollar given to support others, down to the last cent, all that you gave in secret or that was not acknowledged or recognized in this life will be rewarded openly. As the saying goes, nothing the heart gives away is lost. It is kept in the hearts of others. In this case, not only has your giving and sacrifice been kept in the hearts of those you gave to and sacrificed for, but most of all, it is kept in my heart. It is noted by me, recorded in the heavenly annals of your life's achievements, and added to my must reward, honor, and celebrate list. I take note of your life's achievements, those acts of love and sacrifice. I do not miss a thing, not even the tiniest prayer for others or any kind word that you speak. I consider each kind act or word and each witness you give as being of immense value, and I am meticulous in my record keeping. Nothing is missed. One day, you're going to find that many of the things that will be celebrated in the next life are things you had forgotten about, or that had seemed so small and insignificant that you had brushed them aside as inconsequential. But nothing escapes my eye. So keep the heavenly vision. Meditate on the life to come and all its beauty, glories, and rewards. When you keep that vision, the day-to-day trials, tests, and discouragement come back into perspective. That doesn't mean that what you're feeling or going through or the burdens you bear aren't real, but the heavenly vision clarifies the reason you're bearing these things. That understanding is strengthening, refreshing, and gives you the motivation to continue carrying the cross you so faithfully bear. When you are tempted to feel discouraged, remember the heavenly vision. When you are tired and weary, remember the heavenly vision. When you feel alone, remember the heavenly vision. When you feel like your witness falls on deaf ears, remember the heavenly vision. There are thousands of heavenlies cheering you on from their realm, praying for you that your faith won't fail, loving you, whispering hope and encouragement. The heavenly vision is me by your side, closer than a friend and always nearest when you need me most. Picture, if you can, a massive stadium filled with hundreds of thousands of people. It's the end of an event, and the crowd has gone wild with applause, hoots, screams, and whistles while they give a standing ovation. Confetti is raining from what seems like the sky, and fireworks are exploding overhead. Music fills the atmosphere, and streamers are caught up in the balmy evening breeze. The applause seems to continue. On and on it goes until it eventually blends into a single united beat. Encore! 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 They shout. You step up to the podium, but instead of the crowds becoming hushed, the applause erupts even louder as the orchestra strikes up again and your bows of gratitude ensue. It is a true celebration of you. This is an example of what I have prepared for you some years from now when your earthly commission is finished and you stand before all of heaven to receive your reward for a life well lived and a job well done. This is when, amidst all the fanfare, you will hear me proclaim, "Well done, my true and faithful servant, friend, and love. Enter thou into the joy of your Lord." This is when you will see all of heaven, my courts, my angels, my people, rise in a standing ovation for your job well done, and follow that with a deep bow in honor and reverence for your life lived in sacrifice, in faith, in love, and in honor of my name. If you are ever tempted to get bogged down in the present, with all its complications, difficulties, trials, and tests, stop and take a few minutes to think about that day to come. Imagine all the wonders that I have in store for you, the honor that will be yours when you get here. It's not outlandish or fanciful to imagine what awaits you. In fact, the truth is that you can't even begin to imagine all the wonders that I have in store for you. Eye hath not seen nor ear heard the things that I have prepared for you who love me. But one thing you can know is that your imagination can't outdo mine. It can't even come close. So go ahead and dream a little. Dare to imagine. Take a break from the cares and burdens and concerns of this life by catapulting your spirit into the future. Let your mind take flight into the heavenly realm, where your earth life of daily sacrifice, toil, and faithful service to me is recognized and celebrated every day. You can't begin to imagine what it will be like to walk down the street and have those you pass know who you are and greet you with a salutation of admiration, praise, and recognition for your life's achievements. But that's how it's going to be for you one of these days. You are heroes in this world's pageant. So don't allow your vision to be clouded by the challenges of today, but rather live in celebration of tomorrow, that wonderful world that awaits you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.